The following is a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZ-FM, Entercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates.
Welcome to the Weekend Real Estate Report on 105.7 The Fan. If you want the truth about credit scores, buying, and financing a home, call the show at 410-583-1057. Here's the host of the Weekend Real Estate Report, Carl Delmont.
Hey, good morning, Baltimore. Carl Devon here in the Weekend Real Estate Report, and we've got another jam-packed show for you. We're bringing in regular guest, John Gonzalez, and our Chesapeake Consulting, and he is a recognized expert on credit scores and helping people improve and understand their credit. And we are working together with him on a series of free workshops. You can go to our website at freedmont.com/workshop. And you can register there. It's absolutely free. There'll be some light refreshments. We'll have some in Maryland and a couple in Pennsylvania. And, you know, basically it's just trying to disseminate good information so people understand, especially in as 2018 continues to throw curveballs at us with new tax laws and new mortgage lending laws and all those other things that go along with it. It's important that people understand that buying a house today is much different than it was 5, 6, 10 years ago, and in some cases even different than it was a year ago. So, and there's a lot of things that people have to understand, and credit scores, whether you're looking at buying or refinancing, they do affect you in many ways besides it's just a mortgage. It could hurt your job prospects. Keep spending more on, credit cards or insurance, a number of things. So bottom line, and one thing that we've been talking about is that in this market, you know, a lot of people are considering selling their house because values are up. People are finding themselves with extra equity. But one mistake I'm seeing a lot of people are not doing is sellers are not getting pre-qualified before they decide to even list their house. Now, why is this important? Think about it. You get a call, hire a realtor. They tell you the things you do. You put your house on the market. You know, a couple of days later, you get all these offers. You decide to accept one, and you think, well, now we're going to look at a house. What happens if maybe right now your credit score is not so great? Maybe your income is a little bit different. Maybe you went from a little bit more commission, or you had some different adjustments. There's just a number of things that can go along in there. Now, what happens if you sell this house and now you can't qualify to buy another one, or you can't qualify to buy one that you were hoping to buy? So again, let's be proactive here. Make sure that sellers, before you decide to list, you might want to call a lender and just get pre-approved. Preferably one that's not going to charge you an application fee for the privilege of telling you how much you can qualify for. But in that instance, find out what you can qualify for, and then knowing with that peace of mind that when you do sell your house, you're able to go and buy another one. I know it sounds kind of simple, but I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of it recently where sellers list their house, get an offer, and then realize that they don't qualify. Their credit is not quite what they think. So just another reason we'll do this whole workshop with John. And again, it's just really information. We're not selling anything. We're not going to try to make people do anything. It's just we're keeping it kind of small so we can answer questions. And this is important as well. At the end, we're going to have small breakout sessions because we've learned from experience that people tend to not want to raise their hand and say, hey, I had this happen to me. And then the whole room turned up. I'm like, really? So you can ask generic questions. And if you want to ask personal questions, we're happy to do a breakout session privately on the side and talk to you and answer those questions as well. So once again, you can go to freemont.com/workshop and you can register free of charge. Limited space. We're trying to keep this relatively small. But anyway, more about that through the show. I think first thing we want to talk about is we got this new Fed governor, Jerome Powell. Now, a lot of people feel that he is of cut of the same cloth as Janet Yellen. And he just had his first, I guess, appearance in front of Congress as the Fed chair. He's not unfamiliar with politics. He's got a very impressive resume. My gut feeling, though, is after hearing his testimony, I think he's playing it safe. I think he's what people call fence sitter. He's playing both sides. He's awfully optimistic about the economy. And I will say this. I feel that the tax cuts that were put in effect will have a short-term positive effect on the economy. However, when you look at some of the manufacturing reports that came out recently, not exactly stellar. When you look at some of the other factors that are going along, you know, GDP was just revised, not horribly, but downward. There are some other things that are going on out there as well. So Powell seems to think that the economy is going to coast along for the next couple of years, no problem whatsoever, and he's not afraid of multiple rate hikes. I'm in a camp that feels that maybe we've got some recessionary signs coming up. So either way, let's hope that I'm wrong and he's right, but he seems a bit optimistic. But here's Doug Duncan, the Fannie Mae economist, on his thoughts on Jerome Powell.
Yeah, there's no question that you've got a combination of a couple of things going on. One is that house price appreciation has been running at about four times the long-term national average because there's simply not supply. The boomers are not moving and selling their houses, and new home construction has been lagging demographics. Then when you add to that a spike in interest rates of about 50 basis points or a half a percentage point, the people that were on the margin, first of all, they can't find a house that they can afford, and second of all, the increased cost in their mortgage is going to slow them down until their income picks up to catch up to that.
Yeah, and that's something we've been talking about on this show for a while, is that while the Fed sees the need to increase rates to help the economy, again, coming out of this artificial stimuli that we all affectionately called QE, there's been, I guess, some aberrations that have happened. And, you know, I don't know that there really is a guidebook for how this works. So they're going to do the best they can. However, as they're raising rates, they have to understand that while we have what most people would call full employment, depending on the jargon best suited for BLS, what you're looking at is if we have income not rising the way the Fed wants, and they are a little bit worried about inflation, and rates continue to rise. Well, guess what? As the Fed increases rates, credit card debt, home equity loan debt, all those payments go up. So when you have those payments going up, that affects people's cash flow. Now, interest rates, if mortgage rates go up as well, and remember, they're not really lockstep. There's a couple of different factors involved. However, in this case, we are seeing mortgage rates go up as the Fed is increasing rates. That makes mortgages less affordable. So is that going to affect the home buyer's market? Now, the naysayers feel that, well, maybe this will take a lot of the competition out and that'll help stabilize prices. There's maybe some validity to that. But the other thing we have to look at, too, is, you know, the Fed has to make sure that as they're doing this, they have to realize ripple effect of some of their decisions. So here's some critique on Powell from Doug Duncan.
How closely are you watching Jay Powell's testimony, Doug, and how do you think that will impact the housing market based on what we hear today?
Well, we're certainly watching. I think his initial testimony to the House was successful if his objective was to have a smooth transition from Janet Yellen's leadership to his leadership. I think that there was a little bit of a market reaction that reflected his personality, which is coming from the business sector, his experience at Carlyle and industrial M&A.
Yeah, so he's definitely got a good resume, and he's been with the Treasury. He's done some other things. So I think he was probably a good pick. I don't know. Me, I probably would have left Yellen in place. But, you know, I have no desire to be president. So we'll see what happens with this whole decision. But the other thing is there's some interesting parallels with his background. Let's listen.
But he also knows his way around Washington because he was at Treasury, and he's been on the Fed board for several years. And most importantly, he was there when Ben Bernanke gave his speech that became known as the taper tantrum, when he said they were going to slow the pace of purchases in their portfolio, and that led to a spike in mortgage rates, which slowed housing down. So he has that experience in his background and is aware of the fundamentals of how that will shift markets.
All right, and so couple of parallels here. So when Bernanke did that infamous taper tantrum speech, rates shot up. Okay, I think that was 2013. Then we turned around and last November, a year ago November, we had the election and we saw all of a sudden, boom, interest rates moved up because no one expected Trump to win, at least the markets didn't. And now we have, with these tax cuts and some other things going on, all of a sudden, we're seeing interest rates move up a little bit. Now, again, there's a lot of unknowns, and we'll have to see how all those factor into things. But the bottom line is, if you're thinking of buying a house, and you should probably be prepared for, depending on what size house you're looking for, let's call it a $250,000, $300,000 house, you should probably be prepared for somewhere between a $50 and $100 a month swing in mortgage payments, exclude just principal and interest, basically, just because if rates move up a little bit more, if that's going to give you pause, trepidation, then perhaps you might want to reevaluate size of the house, possibly even purchasing a house at this time. But if you go in with real expectations and a contingency plan, such as, well, if rates go up this much, you know, I guess that's where we have to, well, we're okay with that. You know, but again, I always tell consumers, especially first-time buyers, put down a budget, look at where your money is coming in and where your money is going to come out. When you qualify for a mortgage, lenders qualify you based on your gross income, but they don't include a lot of your expenses. So you need to look at what you can actually afford, not what the lender says you can afford, because while that's going to get you the approval, the bottom line is, once you move into the house, is it going to become tight? And remember, even if you have a fixed rate mortgage, it doesn't mean that your mortgage payment can't change down the road because your taxes can go up, your insurance can change. You know, there's a number of factors that go along with that. So be prepared to make sure you understand how all that works. Couple things. We, if you're looking at buying a house or you have a house and you're thinking about getting some work done, we've got some solutions for you. Our friend Ron Bowen has a couple companies. One is PaintDoctor.com. He has a special for our listeners, $499, and he will paint your house for 8 hours. That includes a worker, materials, prep, everything, and cleanup. Or you can get two workers for 4 hours for the same price. So PaintDoctor.com. And if you want a whole house price, they'll roll into that for you as well. This is great for people who are thinking of listing, because sometimes you have to do a little bit of touch-up, right, to make the house look great. Well, that's a great price. Just tell them that you heard it here on the show. He'll be happy to hear that, and you get that discount. Also, if you need your house or deck power washed, he has a thing called Mr. Power Wash. And it's $199, and you get a deck pressure treated or a composite, $199, and I'll pressure wash that deck for you, special for listeners of our show. And he also has specials for doing the whole house and driveways and even buildings and a number of things. We've used them ourselves. We're very happy with them. Check out paintdoctor.com or Mr. Power Wash, and tell Ron you heard it here on the radio show. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. You got a lot more to listen to. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple.